弟兄姐妹们早晨好。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
我们先来读几处经文。
We'll start by reading some Bible verses.
早晨我们要读的这些经文都是在约翰福音。
And the verses that we will all be reading will be from the book of the Gospel according to John.
所以请弟兄姐妹们翻开约翰福音。
So if brothers and sisters could please turn to the Gospel according to John.
第一处我们要读的是约翰福音的第一章，我们从第一节读到第四节。
And we will start from John chapter 1, verses 1 through 4.
约翰福音一章一到四节。
John 1, 1 through 4.
太初有道，道与神同在，道就是神。这道太初与神同在，万物是借着他造的，凡被造的，没有一样不是借着他造的。生命在他里头，这生命就是人的光。
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him, and apart from him, nothing came into being that has come into being. And in him was life, and the life was the light of men.
下边一处我们读的仍然是在约翰福音的第一章。
And the next will also be in John chapter 1.
第一章我们从第十四节读到第十八节。
From verses 14 through 18.
约翰福音一章十四到十八节。
John 1:14 through 18。
道成了肉身，住在我们中间，充充满满的有恩典，有真理。我们也见过他的荣光，正是父独生子的荣光。约翰为他做见证，喊着说：“这就是我曾说，那在我以后来的，反成了在我以前的，因为他本在我以前。从他丰满的恩典里，我们都领受了。”而且恩上加恩，律法本是借着摩西传的，恩典和真理都是由耶稣基督来的。从来没有人见过神，只是父在父怀里的独生子将他表明出来。
And the word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we saw his glory, glory as of the only begotten from the Father, full of grace and truth. John testified about him and cried out, saying, This was he of whom I said,He who comes after me has a higher rank than I, for he existed before me. For of his fullness we have all received, and grace upon grace. For the law was given through Moses, grace and truth were realized through Jesus Christ. No one has seen God at any time. The only begotten God who is in the bosom of the Father, he has explained him.
最后一处我们要读的是在约翰福音的第二十章三十到三十一节。
In the last verse, we will be reading from John chapter 20, verses 30 to 31.
约翰福音二十章三十到三十一节。
John 20, 30 to 31.
耶稣在门徒面前另外行了许多神迹，没有记载这书上，但记这些事，要叫你们信耶稣是基督，是神的儿子，并且叫你们信了他，就可以因他的名得生命。
Therefore, many other signs Jesus also performed in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book. But these have been written so that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you may have life in his name.
我们再读一下第三十一节的头半部分。
And we'll read the beginning of verse 31.
但记这些事，要叫你们信耶稣是基督。是神的儿子。
But these have been written so that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God.
好，我们再一起祷告。
Let's have a word of prayer.
主，早晨我们怀着感恩的心来到你的面前。
Lord Jesus, this morning with hearts full of joy, we enter into your presence.
当我们一同来查考你话语的时候。
And we may meditate upon your word.
我们何等的需要你的恩典。
Lord, we truly see how much grace we need.
我们需要你借着你的血来洁净我们。
And we need to be truly cleansed by your blood.
借着你的圣灵来膏抹你无用的仆人。
And may your Holy Spirit anoint your servant.
越过人的软弱。
That you can overcome the weaknesses of man.
亲自向我们的心说话。
May you speak to our hearts.
也祝福我们翻译的弟兄，祝福我们众弟兄姐妹们。
And may you bless the interpreter as well as the brothers and sisters here.
我们一同在你面前等候你向我们的心说话。
Lord, we await you to speak to our hearts.
祷告祈求奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen. 好，我们今天呢要继续交通四福音书当中的最后一卷。
And today we will be fellowshipping on the last of the four gospels.
接着约翰福音，我们要看主耶稣基督。
And through the book, the Gospel according to John, we will look at the life of Christ.
前几次我们提到在无论是在旧约当中，在新约的启示录当中。
And whether it was in the Old Testament or the New Testament in the book of Revelations.
神都启示我们的主耶稣基督呢有四个生命方面的特征。
We see that there are four aspects to the life of Christ.
一方面他像王。
And in one aspect, he is like the king.
另一方面呢他是仆人。
And in another, a servant.
另一方面他是完美的人子。
And in another, the Lord as the Son of Man.
另一方面他是神的自己。
And also another, the Son of God.
在旧约圣经在新约的启示录当中是用四个脸面来描述这四个特征。
And in the Old Testament, as well as in the book of Revelations, we see that this is shown to us with the four living creatures.
有狮子的脸。
And it's the face of a lion.
有牛的脸。
The face of an ox.
有人的脸。
The face of a man.
还有鹰的脸。
And the face of an eagle.
我们实在是感谢主，从旧约到新约的最后一卷书启示录，神一直把这样一个主耶稣基督在地上完美的启示赐给我们。
And we praise the Lord that from the Old Testament into the last book of the Bible, we see that the Lord is trying to reveal to us His revelation.
只有当我们把这四卷书放在一起的时候，
And it is only until we put these four books together,
我们才能够更完整地看见主耶稣基督他自己生命的特征。
That it provides a more clear and complete picture of our Lord.
我们实在是感谢主。
So we thank the Lord.
在过去的日子当中，我们有机会交通到前面的三卷福音书。
We thank the Lord that in the past couple of weeks we were able to fellowship on the three books before the book of John.
今天呢，我们要来到这个福音书的最后一卷。
And today we will be on the last of the four Gospels.
来到约翰福音。
The Gospel according to John.
我们要借着约翰福音来看主耶稣基督，他是神的儿子，是神的自己。
And through the book of John, we will look at the perspective of the Lord Jesus as the Son of God.
很多弟兄姐妹们都知道约翰福音呢，是约翰，是主耶稣基督在地上那个年老的仆人，在他晚年的时代写的一卷书。
And we know that the Gospel according to John was one that the disciple John wrote in his old age.
在那个时候已经有三卷福音书，马太、马可和路加福音已经在地上已经成书了。
And the other three Gospels, Matthew, Mark, and Luke, have all been written.
那在这三卷福音书当中，已经对主耶稣基督在地上的生平做了非常详细的描述。
And these other three books have a picture of the life of Christ.
那么神为什么还要借着约翰在他晚年的时代写下了约翰福音呢？
So why did the Lord have John write the gospel according to John in his old age?
我相信约翰福音是我们所有的弟兄姐妹们都最熟悉的一卷书。
And I trust that brothers and sisters are all very familiar with this gospel.
我们知道这卷书呢，里边描述了主耶稣基督他的神性。
And in this gospel, it depicts the Lord Jesus and many of his wonders.
在整个教会的历史当中。
And in the history of the church.
从第一个世纪开始到直到今天。
From the first century until today.
我们看见呢，几乎在教会的历史当中，没有人否认主耶稣基督他那个完美的人性。
And there is no one that has been able to have a more complete picture of the Lord Jesus.
大家都知道他是一个他在地上是一个完美的人。
And we know that he was a completely man.
甚至呢，也没有很多的人否认他是那位先知。
And there were others who
Nobody denied he is the prophet.
Nobody denied that he was the prophet.
但是在整个教会历史当中，
But in the history of the church,
从第一个世纪开始，
From the first century,
仇敌就做了一个要从根基上动摇教会的工作。
The enemy has been trying to shake the church.
就是要否认主耶稣基督的神性。
And that is to deny the Lord Jesus himself.
如果我们看看教会历史所有这些异端和邪说，
And throughout history,
就是这些 Pharisee 和这些。
As we see the different Pharisees,
他们都是要在否认主耶稣基督的神性。
And they were all denying the works of our Lord.
所以呢，神借着约翰在他的晚年时代写下了这本非常关键的约翰福音。
And so John in his old age wrote this precious gospel.
要向世人证实耶稣基督就是神。
It was to testify that the Lord Jesus himself was God.
要向世人证明他就是那位神的儿子，神所设立的弥赛亚。
And it was to testify that the Lord Jesus was the Son of God, the Messiah.
在他里边有一个属天的生命。
And in him was this life.
是一个超过时空的生命。
And it was a life that surpassed all.
所以呢，约翰福音可以说是很多的弟兄姐妹们觉得是对圣经做了一个总结。
And so this, the gospel according to John can be said to be a summary.
特别是刚才我们读到的二十章的第三十和三十一节。
Especially in John chapter 20, from 30 to 31.
这个二十章的三十到三十一节不仅是对约翰福音做了一个完美的总结。
And in John chapter 20, 30 to 31, it's not just a summary of the book, the gospel according to John.
他也是告诉我们说神为什么要赐下这本书。
But it also speaks to us on why the Lord Jesus.
约翰就告诉我们说呢，耶稣基督在地上行了许多的事。
And it says that the Lord Jesus performed many signs in the presence of his disciples.
许多并没有记在这书上。
And many of them were not written in this book.
但记这些事。
But these have been written,
是要叫你们知道,
so that you may believe,
耶稣是基督, 是神的儿子,
that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God,
并且让我们因着信他的名可以得永生,
and so that all who believe in his name have life.
所以我们看见他给主耶稣基督的生命做了总结，也把我们怎样得着永生的道路指示给我们。
And that it is truly a summary of the life of Christ, as well as it shows us the way.
约翰福音是一本非常丰富的书。
And we know that the book of John is one that is very abundant.
那今天我们不可能在这个短暂时间当中交通的完全。
And we can't completely cover all the different points.
因为它超过了我自己的有限，超过了我们的时间。
It surpasses my own personal limitations as well as the time.
所以早晨呢，我的感动是和弟兄姐妹们在四个简单的点上有些交通。
So today, with brothers and sisters, I will share four simple points.
第一个点呢，我们要看见主耶稣基督是神的儿子。
And the first point is that we will share on the Lord Jesus as the Son of God.
第二个点，我们要看见主耶稣他就是基督。
And the second point is that the Lord Jesus is Christ.
第三点，我们要看见主耶稣基督他是爱。
And the third is the Lord Jesus is love.
第四点，我们要看一下主耶稣基督他是复活，他是生命。
And the fourth point, we will look upon how the Lord Jesus is the resurrection and the life.
耶稣基督就是神的儿子。
And the Lord Jesus is the Son of God.
他就是神的自己。
And he is God himself.
约翰福音一开始的时候就第一章第一节就讲到说太初有道，道与神同在，道就是神。
And in John chapter 1 it says, In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God.
约翰一开始就把我们带到了时间和空间之前。
And at the beginning of the book of John, we come into space and time.
这里边讲的是在时间和空间之前的。
Oh, this is before space and time.
我们知道创世纪里边讲到那个起初呢，是神创造了我们现在所认知的这个时间和空间。
And in Genesis chapter 1, we see how time began.
但是在约翰福音里边，这里边所讲到的太初是在那个时间和空间以前的。
But in John chapter 1, it speaks on in the beginning was the word before space and time.
在那个时候就有了神。
And at that point, God was there.
就有了道。
And there was the Word.
这个道就是主耶稣基督。
And the Word was God.
并且道与神同在。
And the Word was with God.
道就是神。
The Word was God.
但是我们感谢主，这位道成肉身的基督为我们生活在时间和空间当中。
But we thank the Lord that this word was brought into space and time.
他在地上为我们走过了三十三年半的时间。
And he walked this earth for 33 and a half years.
我们感谢主，这些日子我们可以看见他在地上所行所做的一切。
And we thank the Lord that through this Bible we can see how he walked.
把神自己表明出来。
And that he was to manifest the Lord.
但是在这一切之上，圣经让我们看见他是那位王。
Above all, that we can truly see that he was the king.
让我们看见呢，他就是神的本身。
And that he was God himself.
所以约翰在他的约翰福音第一章三十四节说，我看见了就证明 说这是神的儿子，这个这呢，就是主耶稣基督的。
And in John chapter 1 verse 34, it says, I have seen and testified that this is the Son of God.
这是施洗约翰的证明。
And this is a testimony of the Apostle John. John the Baptist.
是施洗约翰在地上为主耶稣基督所做的见证。
And this was a testimony that he made.
因为神派了施洗约翰作为主耶稣基督的先锋。
Because he came before John the Baptist.
这个施洗约翰在地上他要施洗是有两个重要的原因。
And John the Baptist was in this world for two important reasons.
他要为主耶稣基督预备他的百姓。
He was to prepare the way for the people of the Lord.
接着施洗，让犹太人、让以色列人可以为罪而悔改。
And that the people could repent from their sins.
但是更重要的一个原因呢，圣经告诉他说，当你施洗的时候，看见圣灵降在谁的身上。
But even more importantly, that when he was to baptize the Lord Jesus, that he could see the Spirit descend upon him.
谁就是神的儿子，就是那位将来要用圣灵给你们施洗的。
And that.It was the Lord Jesus, and that we would see that He was the one who would baptize in the Spirit.
这里边所讲到神的儿子。
This speaks on the Son of God.
是并不是说他是像我们在肉身当中借着父亲出生的这样的一个儿子。
It isn't a fleshly relationship like a father and a son.
乃是讲到我们主耶稣基督在地上的时候，是一个儿子的身份来服侍他的父。
But it speaks on how the Lord Jesus had the life of a son to serve his heavenly Father.
在他所有的行事上，他都以尊父为大。
That in all things that he was obedient to the Father.
他完全按照父的心意，以一个儿子的身份在地上来服侍。
That he lived according to the life of a son through the
Father. 另外一个方面，他作为儿子，作为长子，要带领许多的众子一同进入荣耀当中。
And that he was also to bring many sons to God.
并且呢，他在地上的时候。要把神自己的荣耀完全的表明出来。
And while he was here on this earth, that he would glorify the Father.
所以希伯来书的第一章第三节告诉我们说，他是神荣耀所发的光辉，是神本体的真相。
And so in Hebrews chapter 1 verse 3, it says, "Who being in the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person."
并且他用 常用他全能的命令托住万有，他洗净了人的罪，就坐在。至高者的右边。
And upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had himself purged our sins, sat down at the right hand of the majesty on high.
这里边特别提到他是神那个本体的真相。
And that it speaks on the express image of his person.
就讲到他就是神那个本身最里边最深刻那个性质。
And that he is the embodiment of God.
所以他在地上的时候是把神那个荣耀的光辉发表出来。
And so while he was here on this earth, that he would be the brightness of his glory.
所以他就是神的本身，他在地上代表神的自己。
And so while he was here on this earth, he had the power of God.
神也告诉我们说呢，他也是借着主耶稣基督在地上向我们说话。
And we also know that the Lord Jesus, that through the Lord Jesus, that God spoke to us.
在也是在希伯来书里面的第一章第一和第二节告诉我们说，神在古代的时候是借着许多他们的众先知对着人说话。
And we know that in Hebrews chapter 1 verses 1 and 2 that the Lord Jesus that God was able to use prophets to speak to his people.
然而到了这个末后的时代，神就要亲自借着他的儿子对我们的心说话。
And in these last days that it was through his son that he would speak to us.
所以主耶稣基督来到地上的时候就是神的自己，是神的儿子。
And so when Jesus came upon this earth, that he was the Son of God, and that he was also God himself.
第二点我们要看一下，耶稣就是基督。
And the next point we see, the Lord Jesus is the Christ.
我们知道基督这个词呢，它本身是一个称号，是一个 title.
And we know that this word Christ is a title.
它在原来的希伯来词里边的意思就是我们常常所说的弥赛亚。
And in the original Hebrew, it speaks on the Messiah.
并且他在整个从旧约到新约里边的神是用一幅图画讲到一个受膏者的形象来表明出来。
And from the Old Testament to the New, that it speaks and depicts a picture of the Anointed.
所以弥赛亚的意思就是是神所派来所差来的那个救主要拯救全人类。
And the Messiah is one who saves mankind from death.
是主耶稣基督借着在十字架上的死，他为我们成就了这个救恩。
And the Lord Jesus died upon that cross to overcome death.
所以我们看见的这个就是救恩的全部的内容。
And this is the picture of the Old Testament.
在旧约的时代，神用了几千年的时间，用图画的形式向我们表明这个受膏者。
And in the Old Testament, the Lord showed us through many that it was this picture of the anointed.
这个受膏者呢，包括有三种人。
And the anointed encompasses three types of people.
有祭司、先知和君王。
The prophet, the priest, the prophet, and the king.
所以我们看见每一位在神面前承受祭司职分的，他们要首先要受膏者。要成为受膏者。
And we see in the Old Testament that those who became priests, that firstly they had to be anointed.
比如说亚伦是成为神的第一个大祭司。
That Aaron was the first high priest.
比如说先知以利沙。
And the prophet Elisha.
君王当中就有许多了，大卫，从扫罗、大卫到所罗门，他们都是要成为受膏者。
And the different kings from Saul to David, that all these different kings had to be anointed.
所以我们看见神在过去旧约的几千年的历史当中，他用这幅图画来代表受膏者是这三种人。
And through thousands of history of the church, that it was able to show us the anointed.
然而在旧约的历史当中
，And even in history,
没有一个人他们能够同时承受这三个职分。
There was not one person that could be all three of these.
没有一个人同时能够成为祭司、君王和先知的。
There was not one who was the prophet, the priest, and the king.
乃是这世世代代神所拣选的人合起来来预表主耶稣基督。
But altogether, that it was to show us the Lord Jesus.
当主耶稣基督来到这个地上的时候
，And when the Lord Jesus came upon this earth,
他要成为神所立的那个弥赛亚。
That he was to become the Messiah.
要成为那个受膏者。
That he was to become the anointed.
所以他把祭司、君王和先知这三个职分都同时放在他一个人的身上。
And so, in one person, the priest, the prophet, and the king.
那他是祭司，就把我们带到神的面前。
That the Lord Jesus as the priest brings us before the Father.
他不仅自己成为祭司，也成为祭物。
And that he's not just the priest, but he is also the sacrifice.
我们知道在旧约的时代神借着以色列人几千年的在会幕在圣殿里边的献祭来向我们表明需要一个祭物。
And through the Mosaic Law, we see that the Lord, that God showed us that we needed to bring a sacrifice before him.
然而牛羊的血只能暂时遮盖人的罪。
That the blood of the ox or the lamb could only briefly cover our sins.
但是不能够洗净人的罪。
But it cannot cleanse it.
然而神的儿子主耶稣基督来到地上的时候成为了神那个完美的祭物。
And that the Lord Jesus became the perfect sacrifice.
他一次就永远地为我们成就了救赎。
That once and for all, he gave us salvation.
所以今天弟兄姐妹们来到圣殿的时候。
And so when brothers and sisters come before the altar,
对不起，是来到我们的聚会的时候。
And when brothers and sisters come into the church,
我们看见不需要再带着牛羊鸽子。
And into the meeting place, we see that we don't have to bring doves, oxen, or lambs.
我们听见有一首诗歌说呢，我们看见没有血流，没有烟冒。
And we see that there is a hymn that says, "No blood, no altar here."
因为那位神永远的祭物已经一次为我们成就了。
Because the blood of the Lord Jesus once for all was the sacrifice.
今天我们能够来到神的面前。
And so this morning we can come before His presence.
是因为主耶稣基督他为我们成了那个祭物。
It was because the Lord Jesus became that perfect sacrifice.
他就是那位祭司亲自把自己献上。
That He was the priest who offered Himself as sacrifice.
他说没有人可以夺去我的生命。
That no man can
take
this life.
是他自己愿意把自己献上。
But that it was He Himself who willingly gave.
他也是先知。
He is also the prophet.
他把神的话带到地上
that he brought the word of God,
在他三年半的服事当中
that in the service of three and a half years,
他有许许多多非常宝贵的教导
that he had many wonderful teachings.
不仅他把这些真理向人启明出来。
And he not only had signs among the people.
而且他自己用生命来解释这些真理。
That through his life he explained.
所以他是那位真正的先知。
And he is the true prophet.
他也是君王。
He is also the king.
他在十字架上胜过了死亡。
And that he was one who overcame death.
他在地上为我们打了许多美好的仗。
And that he fought many battles upon this earth.
他胜过了那个最强大仇敌最强大的武器就是死亡。
And the greatest weapon of the enemy, which is death, he overcame.
这个世界上最强大的武器不是人所产生的这些飞机、坦克和大炮。
And the many weapons of this earth, the worst is not tanks or airplanes or bombs.
乃是死亡。
But that it is death.
没有任何的力量可以胜过死亡的力量。
There is no power that we can have that can overcome death.
然而主耶稣基督他是那位君王，他的征战胜过了死亡。
But the Lord Jesus is the King, and He overcame death.
如今主耶稣基督把这样的一个生命分赐了给每一位信他的人。
And that He was to give this power to all that believed in Him.
所以我们每一位信主的人都是受膏者。
And so all who believe in the Lord Jesus are also anointed.
那这里边我们要特别强调一下，我们是受膏者，但是我们没有那个头衔，我们没有那个 title。
And even though we are anointed, we do not hold the title.
我们不能说某某是祭司，是君王。
We cannot say this person is a priest and a prophet.
但是我们可以说，在我们每一位弟兄姐妹的生命里边。
But we can see that in all of our lives.
我们都有祭司、君王和先知生命的性质。
That we can share in the life of a priest, a prophet, and a king.
我们需要强调一下，我们没有那个 title， 我们没有那个称号，但是我们有那个生命的性质。
That I want to emphasize that we do not share the title, but that we can share in this life.
我们都是祭司。
That we are all priests.
我们可以借着神所赐给我们祷告的特权。
And that through the power of prayer.
把我们自己的需要，把众弟兄姐妹们的需要，把教会的需要，世界的需要带到神的面前。
That our own personal needs, the needs of our brothers and sisters, the needs of the church, and the needs of this world, that we can bring them before the Lord.
所以我们需要实行在我们里边这个特权。
And so we need to have this reality.
我们需要尽祭司的职分。
And that we need to enter into the life of a priest.
我们知道今天呢，在许多的聚会当中，包括我们的聚会。
And we know that in many different meetings, and even our own.
祷告聚会呢，都是一个人数最少的聚会。
And a prayer meeting is one that is scarcely
the least of people.
The least amount of people.
那我们的年长弟兄常常提醒我们。
And our elderly brother often reminds us.
鼓励我们能够进入祷告。
And encourages us to enter.
这是我们的特权。
And this is our blessing.
我们每位弟兄姐妹们都有祭司的生命。
That we all have the life of a priest within us.
我们需要在祭司上这个生命上尽职分。
And that we need to enter into that life.
那我们都知道我们许多的聚会现在都已经恢复实体了。
And we know that many of our different meetings have come back in person.
但是我们的中文的祷告组的聚会呢还仍然是以大多数是以线上聚会。
And the Chinese prayer groups are still mostly online.
原因呢是因为在线上的时候人会比来到实体的更多一些。
And the reason behind this is that those that are online, oftentimes there's more people that attend.
但仍然是比信心聚会的人少，还是少的，少了不少。
But it's still less than in person.
所以这个在我们里边应该成为一个提醒。
So this should serve as a reminder to us.
我们都是祭司。
That we are all priests.
我们应该在祷告上尽祭司的职分。
And that as the life of a priest, that we need to enter into the life of prayer.
主耶稣基督也把一个先知生命的性质放在我们的里边。
And the Lord Jesus has also placed the life of a prophet within us.
我们不是先知。
That we are not prophets.
但是神的话可以借着每位弟兄姐妹们在神面前圣灵的光照领受，可以发表出来。
But that we can be touched by the word of God, and that we can speak through, that He can speak through us.
每个人自己的领受和我们的生命的经历。都是在发表神自己的话语。
That each of our experiences before the Lord that we can share with one another.
当我们聚在一起或者是在私下的时候，这些就成为我们弟兄姐妹们彼此的帮助。
And that as we meet together, that it can help brothers and sisters.
我们里边也都有这个君王生命的性质。
And in each of us, there is also this life of a priest.
今天我们生活在一个非常艰难的时代当中。
And we live in a very tumultuous time.
教会面临着许多的征战。
And there is many wars that we are fighting.
我们自己的生活当中也面临着许多的软弱，许多的失败和征战。
And there's many weaknesses and failures in each of our lives.
但是神已经把一个君王生命的性质放在我们的里边。
But the Lord Jesus has placed this life of a king within each and every one of us.
盼望着我们能够学习跟随这位得胜的君王，在生活当中也经历他自己的力量。
May we truly learn to live the overcoming life of a king in each of our lives.
那我们第三点要交通一下，主耶稣基督就是爱。
And the third point that we will share on is the Lord Jesus is love.
神爱是神的本性。
And love is
the nature.
A nature of God.
神所有的创造的原因和动力都是因着爱。
And that through the creation and the works of our God, it was truly by His love.
我们知道，当神在创造这个世界的时候，是因着他的爱。
And when we know that when the Lord created the world, that it was through His love.
他创造了用他自己的形象和样式造人。
And then in creation, through love, He created man.
为人预备了所有这个在地上可以生存这些美好的环境。
And that God created all the different environments.
是因着他的爱。
It is because of his love.
因为我们知道我们中间有许多年轻的弟兄姐妹们生了新的婴孩。
And among us that there are many young couples who have recently had their children, had babies.
都是提前为着这些孩子们做了美好的预备。
And that we know that before the baby arrived, that there was many preparations.
那里边充满了满满的爱。
And it is filled with love.
我们的神在他创造的过程当中也是充满了满满的爱。
And God in His creation was full of love.
不但他创造中充满了爱。
But it wasn't just His creation that was filled with His love.
他也借着各方各面在爱中启示我们。
And that in love He
revealed himself
to us.
因着他自己的启示，让我们这些失丧的人可以重新回到神的面前。
And that through his love that we could be once again reunited with the Father.
那我们知道主耶稣基督在十字架上所完成的救赎更是一个爱的表现。
And we know that the great work that the Lord Jesus accomplished upon the cross was through his love.
所以因着爱，我们的神创造启示，他也救赎。
That through his love,that he not only had power of his works, but creation and salvation.
所以他自己本身就是爱。
Because he himself is love.
那我们都非常熟悉的约翰福音三章十六节。
And I trust we're all very familiar with John 3:16.
说神爱世人。
It says that God so loved the world.
甚至将他的独生子赐给他们。
That he gave his only begotten son.
叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
That all who believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life.
这个赐下来的独生子就是神具体爱的表现。
And this is a manifestation of his love.
所以马丁路德弟兄曾经说过，约翰福音三章十六节是一个整本圣经的一个小的缩影。
And Martin Luther famously spoke on how the Bible is this verse is a miniature of the whole Bible.
是的，就是这节圣经呢，他把好像把整本圣经都浓缩在这经文里边。
That the whole Bible can be spoken of in this verse.
告诉我们说神就是爱。
Because it speaks on how God.
并且借着他的启示说是他爱的人能够得拯救。
And that through his love that man may be saved.
那最后一点我们要交通，主耶稣基督他就是复活就是生命。
And lastly, we want to share on how Jesus is the resurrection and the life.
我们今天所唱的这两首诗歌都告诉我们说主耶稣基督他就是复活，他就是生命。
And these two hymns that we sang this morning all speak on how he is the resurrection and the life.
这是神救赎的一个关键的地方。
And that this is a very critical point.
因为主耶稣基督的复活就是他生命的高峰。
Because his resurrection is where he was lifted up.
没有人能够胜过死亡。
That there was no one who was able to overcome death.
然而主耶稣基督却是胜过了死亡，从死里复活。
But the Lord Jesus himself overcame death.
约翰福音的第十一章二十五到二十六节。
And in John chapter 11 verses 25 and 26.
主耶稣基督说呢，说复活在我，生命也在我。
The Lord Jesus says, I am the resurrection and the life.
信我的人虽然死了也必复活。
He who believes in me will live even if he dies.
凡活着信我的人就必永远不死。
And everyone who lives and believes in me will never die.
那我们这里边中文的翻译是说呢，复活在我，生命也在我。
And in Chinese it speaks on how the life is in him.
It's about me.
Is about him.
但是英文里边呢更直接，就是说主耶稣说我就是复活，我就是生命。
But in English it says I am the resurrection and the life.
主耶稣基督就是复活，就是生命。
The Lord Jesus is the resurrection and the life.
因为死亡不能够拘禁他。
Because death cannot touch him.
他已经从死里复活，胜过了死亡。
And that in him that he has already overcome death.
主耶稣基督的复活就证明他自己是神。
And the Lord Jesus, as he resurrected, it was to testify that he
himself
is God.
有一个超越死的生命。
And that in him there is this life that overcomes death.
我们所信的不是一个宗教。
And we do not believe in a religion.
我们知道在地上有许多的宗教。
And we know that there are many religions in this world.
然而他们的教主都已经死了，埋葬了。
And that
the
creator of that religion has already died.
然后就消失了。
And that there are no more.
然而我们的主耶稣基督他从死里复活。
But the Lord Jesus himself was resurrected.
证明我们所信的是一位复活的主。
Because the one who we believe is one who is alive.
我们所信的乃是一个与主耶稣基督生命的关系。
The resurrected Lord, and that we can have this relationship with him.
他不仅复活了。
Not only has he been resurrected.
他仍并且坐在神宝座的右边。
But he sits upon the right hand of the Father.
掌管着宇宙，掌管着人类历史的命运。
That he is to govern over all.
我们今天的确是在地上经历了许多我们不能够完全明白的事情。
And that as we live this life, that there are many things that we do not understand.
我们有在地上有失去亲人。
That many times we lose those who we love.
失去我们亲爱的弟兄。
That we've lost our dear brother.
我们也看见这个地上充满了各种各样的混乱败坏。
And we see that there are many chaos and dark times in this world.
很多的事情叫我们不能够完全明白的。
And we can't truly understand these things.
因为我们知道我们的主耶稣基督是复活的神。
But we know that the Lord Jesus is one who resurrected.
他今天仍然坐在宝座上。
And that he is the one who sits upon the throne.
他仍今天仍然与我们同行。
And that he is one who walks with us.
我们刚才所唱到那首诗歌第115首。
And the last hymn that we sang, hymn number 115.
他说主活着，今天仍然活在我的心中。
It says on it speaks on how he lives within my heart.
不管我们在地上所经历的是什么。
No matter what it is that we experience on this world.
在人生所遇见的各样的艰难当中。
In all the hardships that we encounter.
我们知道他活着。
We know that it is him who lives.
因他活在我的心中。
Because he lives within my heart.
他与我们生命的载路同过。
And through him that we can overcome.
我们看见他施恩的手。
And we see his hand.
我们也能够听见他安慰的声音。
And we can hear his voice.
每当我们需要他的时候，他必来临。
And when we call to him, that he is there.
他与我交谈，与我同行。
Because he is with us.
生命载路同过。
And that we can live in life's narrow ways.
诗歌也告诉我们说，我们今天生活在一个纷乱的世界当中。
And this hymn also speaks on how we live in a chaotic time.
但是愿我们能够看见他的慈容。
But we see his life.
相信他在一切的风暴和怒涛当中。
And that in all the chaos that we can see him.
他正在引领我们。
Because he is there leading us.
他掌管着人类历史的命运。
And he is governing over all.
不管今天这个世界是怎样的乱。
No matter how chaotic this world is.
盼望着圣灵帮助我们。
We trust that the Holy Spirit will lead us.
我们心中仍然是有盼望的。
And in each of us, there is this hope.
因为我们所侍奉的主乃是一位复活的主。
Because the God whom we, the Lord Jesus whom we serve, is one who is resurrected.
他胜过了死亡，胜过了坟墓。
And that he has overcome death, and that he has overcome the grave.
他今天仍然活着。
And that he today lives.
仍然活在我的心中。
And that he lives within my heart.
我们实在是为此感谢赞美主。
So we praise and worship the Lord.
我们也感谢主，在过去这些日子当中，我们能够交通这四本福音书。
And we thank the Lord that through these past couple of weeks that we were able to share upon the four Gospels.
盼望着神借着这些向我们的心说话。
And may the Lord truly speak to our hearts.
让我们实在是就像一开始马太福音所告诉我们的。
And so just like in the book of Matthew,The Lord tells us
我们要以主耶稣基督在凡事上尊他为王
that in all things that we need to see the Lord as the King.
因为从他带来了一个新的族类
because in him there is a new generation, a new race.
并且他自己在地上把天国生命的性格活出来了
that he truly lives out the character of the kingdom.
他要把这样的一个生命的性格写在人的心版上
and that he truly wants to mark this character within our hearts.
不是在像旧约一样写在石板上。
It's not like in the Old Testament when they write it upon a stone tablet.
他要借着十字架的路带我们通向那个荣耀的宝座。
And that through the way of the cross that he is to conquer death.
借着马可福音我们看见他是一位神的仆人。
And in the Gospel according to Mark, we see how the Lord Jesus is a servant.
他以奴仆的身份在地上殷勤地来服侍神。
And through the life of a bondservant, he was to serve God.
用爱和真理来表明神所要的服事
that he was to serve through love and through truth
并且是借着神的力量来服事的
and that we might learn to serve through God's strength
借着路加福音我们看见主耶稣基督是一位完美的人子
in the gospel according to Luke we see the Lord Jesus as the Son of Man
他在地上为我们出生为我们长大
That he was born upon this earth and that he grew.
经历了人这个自然出生和长大的过程。
And he matured and he went through the life stages of man.
他为我们在地上留下了美好的榜样。
And that he set a perfect example for us.
他为我们死在十字架上。
And he died upon the cross.
但是这个死不仅仅是一个殉道者的死。
And this death is not just a death of a martyr.
并且是一个救赎的死。
But that it is a symbolic death.
是一个 death of salvation.
A death with salvation.
因着他的死我们可以得到救赎。
And that through this death that we can be saved.
我们感谢主神借着约翰告诉我们主耶稣基督他就是神。
And through the gospel according to John we see the Lord Jesus as the Son of God.
他是神所立的基督。
And that he is God himself.
他是神爱具体的表现。
And that he is the manifestation of love.
然而这在这一切之上。
And that above all.
主耶稣基督是复活是生命。
That the Lord Jesus is the resurrection and the life.
死亡不能够拘禁他。
And that death cannot touch him.
今天他已经坐在神高高的宝座上。
And that today he sits upon the right hand of the Father.
仍然掌管着人类历史的命运。
And that he governs over all.
有一天他要回来接他的教会。
And one day he will come back to take his church.
不管我们今天所面临的是怎样的光景
No matter what condition we are in.
我们个人的软弱和败坏
Whether our own personal weaknesses and failures.
世界上各种各样纷乱的情况
And no matter how chaotic the world is.
我们知道主耶稣基督他的工作一定要成就
We know that the work of the Lord will be accomplished.
有一天他要回来迎娶他的教会
And that one day he will come back to take his church.
我们盼望着神激励我们。
And so may the Lord truly encourage us.
在地上的时候能够跟随主耶稣基督的脚踪。
That while we are here on this earth, that we can follow after his footsteps.
教会在地上能够早日的预备整齐。
And that the church might be made ready.
迎接主耶稣基督的再来。
So that we can make ready for his return.
我们再有些祷告。
Let's have a word of prayer.
主我们实在是感谢赞美你。
Lord Jesus, we thank you.
在这些天中你让我们能够来略略地看一下你在地上的生平。
That we can truly see the life that you have lived upon this earth.
我们实在是承认人的话是何等的有限。
And Lord, we admit that man's words are truly limited.
我们盼望着圣灵在我们里边做无限的工作。
But may the Holy Spirit do the great work in us.
把你自己亲自启示在我们里边。
That you might reveal more of your life in us.
让我们跟随你在地上的脚踪。
So that we can follow after you.
让在地上的教会能够成为你自己的见证
that the church on this earth can truly be a testimony for you.
能够荣耀你自己的圣名。
And that we can glorify your name.
借着血来洗净我们。
May your blood truly cleanse us.
让我们每位弟兄姐妹们常常和你有不间断的交通。
That every brother and sister here can truly have this fellowship with you.
使仇敌在我们中间没有任何的工作。
And that the enemy can no longer work in us.
我们盼望着你的再来。
Lord, we await your return.
盼望着你的工作早日的成就。
May your great work be accomplished.
愿荣耀赞美都来归给你。
We give you all the glory, honor, and praise.
我们这样的祷告祈求，奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray this in Jesus' most precious name.
Amen.
Amen.